Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention, talking with Kaylee Warner from the DeKalb Central FFA chapter from the state of Indiana, one of this year's Star in Agri Science finalists. And Kaylee, let's talk a little bit about your enterprise. What was it that set you apart and allowed you to be named a star finalist in Agri Science?
I'd say what set me apart was really my problem was a community problem that I tried to solve, and that it was my idea, and I worked with professors, but it wasn't their research, it was my own research, and that eventually my project helped to deplete landfills in the area. Now 10% of this foundry sand, which is a byproduct of the foundries that was going to landfills, are now going to mulching and compost facilities, so it's a way to get my community to become a little greener.
So tell me a little bit about your project. What was it that got you started in it, and how have you kind of seen it grow throughout the course of your enterprise?
Well, my project started my freshman year of high school, and my grandfather was on the County Board of Health for many years and always had gotten complaints about this foundry sand, about it being possibly dangerous for us, it not being welcoming in the community. Well, my father has worked in the foundry setting for over 20 years and has constantly told me that the foundry sand is fine, it's not dangerous at all. So my freshman year, I decided to find the truth scientifically. And what I found was actually that the foundry sand had less of four heavy metals than our blunt soil, which is the common soil type in our area. So I used the foundry sand as an additive to first fields, which it did increase soybean production by 8%. However, it wasn't economically feasible to put that much sand into a field, so I went to composting, as an additive to composting, which it also at the right ratios increase the yields. So then I worked with the foundry to gain state permission to sell the sand to these mulching companies.
So have you seen any kind of results from your research? You know, you mentioned the yield increase, but what about, you know, attention and notoriety to the issue? Have you seen really more awareness as to the benefits of the sand grow?
Definitely. There's definitely a lot less animosity towards the foundries from my research, because I was in the papers a lot for different science fairs I entered, and these type of events with agri-science, the community really came around and started to accept the foundries as a welcome member of the community that adds jobs, that is doing good things in the community. And with now that it's starting to sell some of the sand in a positive way, it's getting even more notoriety and more positive outlooks from the community because of what it's doing with the sand.
So this sand that you're mentioning, is it a product that occurs naturally, or is it a manufactured product?
Well, it's just regular sand from southern Indiana that they import, and the foundry actually makes cast iron castings for, like, washing machines or mill-sized trucks or things of that nature. So the sand is used in the cleaning process, and it's recycled several times and used several times, but eventually it gets spent and has to be trucked to the landfills or now to composting facilities.
So instead of just filling up the landfills, you found a way to use this agriculturally. But, you know, where do you think this enterprise would be if not for your time in FFA?
It would definitely be a lot worse off. I mean, the motivation I received from my ag teacher and the help I received with the connections to get to the university to do my chemical testing and the opportunities I had with land possibilities and all those types of things really came from the FFA, and the FFA really taught me how to present myself, how to present my research, and how to put together a good solid project with correct record keeping and results and data.
Now let's talk a little bit about your current educational path. I mean, do you think with the path that you're on right now, do you think you're going to end up doing something similar to this research?
Actually, I'm a pre-pharmacy student at Purdue, so I probably won't be similar to my current research, but there's always an opportunity in pharmacy to follow a research path, and really choosing pharmacy really sprouted from this research, working with professors at Trine University, which is in Angola, Indiana, and I really found a love for scientific method and technology that I might want to pursue later on in my pharmacy career.
And let's talk, shift gears here a bit and talk about your FFA involvement. Taking back to like the very beginning of your joining the organization, and kind of what's been the highlights of your time in FFA, you know, moving forward?
Well, I had a unique situation with my grandfather being an ag teacher. So I actually had my first contest was food science as a fourth grader. And he had us real early. And we actually came in second in the state in the junior division right behind his middle school team. So that was really a jump start into the program. And food science was my first contest, my first love. And I actually got to go to nationals in that. And we were top 10 team in the nation. So that was a great experience. I also had many other national competitions. I was had two national proficiency finalists and three other judging CDEs going to nationals. So national convention was always a great opportunity and a great experience for me. And then also state convention. I really enjoyed always going to state convention, competing in the leadership CDEs, and just having that camaraderie with my fellow FFA members at the chapter, state, and even national level.
And what's it been like to be named a star finalist and to go through the experience at convention?
It truly is amazing. I mean, I never, as a seventh grader when I started FFA, it was more like a dream than a goal, because, I mean, it's just so, you see these people, these stars on stage every year, and you're like, oh, I wish this could be me, but it's so, so elite. And it's just, when I got here, it's just amazing. Like, we're going to the career show later today, and they want us to sign autographs, and that's just, I'm not a celebrity. I'm just doing my project, and it's just really amazing to have that that notoriety and that recognition for my hard work.
That's Kaylee Warner from the DeKalb Central Indiana FFA chapter, one of this year's finalists in the Stars and Agri-Science category. The winner will be named at the 9th General Session of the 85th National FFA Convention on Saturday morning.